My name is Alan M. Cohn. I worked for NASA for almost 30 years. I know the heart and mind of NASA. Unfortunately, NASA lost its heart a long time ago with the preventable Challenger disaster. Now I fear NASA has lost its mind, too. The Cassini mission, scheduled to be launched from Cape Canaveral this October, will carry more than 72 pounds of plutonium into space, and it will jeopardize the lives of hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. It is the most dangerous of all of the plutonium roulette wheel launches so far. NASA got away with the last two plutonium missions, the Galileo and the Ulysses, but they're going to keep trying until they have a disaster, and that will be the end of NASA. If the agency drops plutonium on the heads of the people, despite past glories, NASA will become just a dirty smudge on the pages of history. I was the emergency preparedness officer for radiation contingencies at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for the Galileo and Ulysses missions. Against opposition, I took measures to protect the government and contractor personnel inside the base, but it was not and it is not possible to protect the public. The government has lied to you about that. I don't see how we're going to stop the Cassini. The total cost of the mission will exceed $3.2 billion, and that's a lot of clout. And despite the opposition of many of our leading scientists and physicians, NASA has vowed to proceed. Their officials, in typical arrogant fashion, have said, "We have done all the testing we are going to do, and the Cassini mission and all of our plutonium missions are safe, because we say they are safe. So we'll all have to get into our fallout shelters or just put on shrouds and start marching to the nearest cemetery to avoid the rush."